Your line just went down. Production stopped. A supervisor wants answers. And someone's digging through a binder for the maintenance history. Every one of those minutes costs money. And most of the time, that breakdown could have been prevented. That's where MaintainX comes in. MaintainX catches the failure before it happens. Preventative maintenance plans on every key asset to improve reliability. Work orders assigned and tracked right from your phone. Everyone from the floor to the front office is in the loop. Companies on MaintainX have cut unplanned downtime by over 30% and saved thousands on parts and labor every year. See what MaintainX can do for your operation. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Hey, our ride's almost here. Are you ready?
Just grabbing my shoes.
That's what you said 10 minutes ago.
I just wrapped a video call, uploading this giant file on my tablet, looking at my watch go bananas with the group chat, and, of course, still lining up tonight's playlist on my phone.
All at once?
Yep, story of my life. That's why I switched to T-Mobile. They have the fastest 5G network.
Okay, multitasker. I see you.
Honestly, I never imagined I could do all this at once. It's awesome.
Say no more. I'm totally switching. My post is taking way too long to upload.
That's a sign. You've got to get T-Mobile.
So many reasons to join T-Mobile. Find yours at T-Mobile.com.
Fastest based on analysis by Ookla speed test intelligence data of national speed score results incorporating 5G download and upload speeds for the first half of 2026.
Data centers move fast. Graybar delivers the power, connectivity, and critical infrastructure you need with nationwide inventory and logistics to keep projects moving. Yep, Graybar does that.
Well, you heard from Laura's news that both cities, Minneapolis and St. Paul, are in a bit of a financial crisis. Budgets mean property taxes going up, jobs being cut, services being cut. And when the mayor of Minneapolis was on the Chad Hartman show today to talk about the budget, there was something he said that wasn't necessarily budget related, but it does go to one of the core issues that both St. Paul and both Minneapolis are facing that really sort of stopped me in my tracks. I'm listening to the interview. I'm like, whoa, because it was about crime. It was about young people. And it was about a problem that we have in our community, and it's a problem that's affecting police, and it's affecting the city of Minneapolis. Cops are busting young people doing crime. You've seen reports about smash and grabs, cars being smashed in, windows being smashed in. You've perhaps heard reports about young people with guns, carjacking people, etc. That sort of stuff had been on the decline, but it appears to be back. And the mayor said not only is it back, but they're at about the limit of what they can do about it. Here's what Jacob Fry said to Chad Hartman that really jumped out to me today.
Here's what we are seeing, though, and it's a problem. Juveniles committing some pretty serious crimes. In some cases, they're with a gun and it's violent. In other cases, it's more than just a nuisance when you've got these smash and grabs that are preventing people from enjoying the city and coming in and having a great night out. And so, you know, I think, again, this is another area where we've got to be really straightforward and honest. I'm all for diversion. I'm all for making sure that, you know, these kids have second chances, but I'm not just going to tolerate someone jacking somebody's car with a gun repeatedly and not having consequences for it. There needs to be.
There needs to be consequences for young people committing crime. And we have no idea what we're doing in this county right now. I believe we're still living in fantasy land. We're still operating when it comes to crime the way that we were operating in 2019 when things were good. They're not. People need to be locked up. They need to be locked up. This is a liberal mayor of the most liberal city in the state of Minnesota saying, I got to get some help here. Is Jacob Fry right? Or is this partially his own doing? 651-461-9226. I think he's right. I think that we've had sort of a walking back. Over the last week, there's been a lot of discussion of what Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez said on Face the Nation or Meet the Press, one of those Sunday shows. But she talked about Woke One. Woke One was crazy. Sort of the idea being that in the early days of the pandemic, there was a lot of energy around these sort of academic ideas, these woke ideas. Like, we got to just cuddle with the young people who are committing crimes. And when times are good, yeah, exploring different sort of diversions, trying to figure out ways to prevent crime. I still would like to see more work done on the prevention side of things. But when times are bad, you got to crack the whip a little bit, not in a literal sense. Don't like, oh, here Jason's saying we got to beat the kid. No. But when times are not great, which they are not, and you're seeing things, you know, the mayor said the crime picture is complicated in Minneapolis right now. Things are better in some areas and worse in others. And so, to me, this ultimately comes down to the prosecuting standard and the prosecuting situation. And that's what Jacob Fry was saying without straight up saying it. What he is saying is that the cops are arresting young people. And one, we don't have enough places to put them. And two, they're not being charged. People will have an opportunity to weigh in on this, and I hope we have a robust debate with the county attorney election. In Hennepin County, the top two candidates are Cedric Frazier, who is a state representative, and Anders Folk, who was a federal prosecutor. And he worked in the Hennepin County Attorney Office as well, I think, but I know he was a federal prosecutor. To me, you need a prosecutor who's going to say, look, like, now is not the time for radical experimentation with trying to figure out what to do with young people. Now is the time that if you smash and grab, if you come at someone with a gun, you're getting locked up. Brad is at 651-461-9226. Brad, what do you want to say?
If a crime is committed and involves a firearm, there should be a minimum of 10 years jail time. And if the crime is committed involving a firearm and involves the death of someone, then it should be 15 or 20 to life. And that would deter people from committing crimes using firearms.
What do you do with the 12 and the 13 and the 14-year-olds? So, Brad, I think that's what we're seeing an escalation of in the city.
Well, therein that lies another problem. How are they getting these guns? I mean, it can't be through their parents. I mean,
it's the usual ways. It's the gangs. It's the, you know, I mean, if you want to get a gun, you can get a gun. And if you're hanging out with other troublemakers and other lawbreakers, you can get a gun.
Well, and that I'll revert back to my original point. If they get caught committing a crime with a gun, they're going to do 10 years. Yeah. If they're 13, they can be charged as an adult when they're 13.
Yeah.
Correct?
They can, but you're not going to put a 13-year-old in adult prison. I mean, that's just the problem. Thanks, Brad. I mean, that is the reality of it. Like, we have to, like, I get it. It's attractive to me, too, right? Like, I want to say, like, lock them all up, lock them up. I get it. And there need to be consequences, but we also need to get serious about where we're going to put them. Where do you put young people right now? We don't have like a big facility. Maybe, and I believe that we are operating in fantasy land when it comes to what we have for facilities. Do we need to build a juvenile detention facility? I think we do. The explosion in crime from 12, 13, 14, 15-year-olds that are way beyond like, oh, they stole one car. No, like once you do that two or three times, like, come on. Enough. 651-461-9226. Let's go to Mike. Mike, this is, the mayor didn't specifically call out Mary Moriarty, but there is a county attorney election coming. To me, this is the number one question that I think we need to be asking these candidates. What are you going to do about young people who the cops are arresting? What is your strategy here?
Oh, it's huge, Jason, and a lot's riding on this race. It's been such a terrible step backward with the current county attorney known as a DA. The DA from the movies and most areas of the country, we have suffered with her. She is so soft on crime. It just kills me that the people of Hennepin County wanted to elect a career public defender who was run out of that office for malfeasance to be our county attorney, but that's the last 4 years.
Yeah.
We do have a chance to change it real soon here. And, you know, I think Mayor Fry has been good on crime, especially for a very liberal guy. It is a huge prosecution problem. And I can't remember what her name was, but it was the past city council president, I think from Ward 11, who moved out of Minneapolis. He tried to laugh off the very terrible violent carjackings of the of 2020, 2021 as a teenage crime problem.
Yeah.
Oh, it's unbelievable. We need significant prosecution, and I think they do need a huge new juvenile facility.
I think a lot of and I'll say, look, like in 2021, I personally underestimated like how enduring this juvenile crime problem was going to be, Mike. I sort of thought like, all right, we've got like kids with time on their hands, COVID. You're seeing this all around the country. I guess I was hopeful that when kids went back to school, all of the rec centers opened again, there was stuff for people to do, that there would be a more long-lasting turnaround. We haven't seen it. We just haven't. We've seen some progress and then dips again. And it does go to the fact, to me, like, I know we closed some of the juvenile facilities. And
one in Ramsey County,
right,
that had been around for a really long time. A friend of mine worked there as a counselor. We do need facilities because unfortunately these kids are committing some very violent crime, and obviously you want to treat the younger ones differently than you might treat an 18 or 19 year old.
It's just different, but we're not dealing with it. We're just not dealing with it. Thanks, Mike. I appreciate the call. Hang on the line, Norm. Texters as well. Lots of comments on our video feed. You can watch our shows anytime. We stream live on YouTube at the WCCO radio channel and on our Facebook page. And we post clips, and appreciate it if you give us a like or a subscribe. And same with our podcast. You can listen to our show while you're pretending to work out tomorrow morning. I think that's a great idea. Subscribe to the podcast on Apple Podcast and on Spotify. Just search Drive Time with DeRussia.
Your line just went down. Production stopped. A supervisor wants answers. And someone's digging through a binder for the maintenance history. Every one of those minutes costs money. And most of the time, that breakdown could have been prevented. That's where MaintainX comes in. MaintainX catches the failure before it happens. Preventative maintenance plans on every key asset to improve reliability. Work orders assigned and tracked right from your phone. Everyone from the floor to the front office is in the loop. Companies on MaintainX have cut unplanned downtime by over 30% and saved thousands on parts and labor every year. See what MaintainX can do for your operation. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Hey, our ride's almost here. Are you ready?
Just grabbing my shoes.
That's what you said 10 minutes ago.
I just wrapped a video call, uploading this giant file on my tablet, looking at my watch go bananas with the group chat, and, of course, still lining up tonight's playlist on my phone.
All at once?
Yep, story of my life. That's why I switched to T-Mobile. They have the fastest 5G network.
Okay, multitasker. I see you.
Honestly, I never imagined I could do all this at once. It's awesome.
Say no more, I'm totally switching. My post is taking way too long to upload.
That's a sign. You've got to get T-Mobile.
So many reasons to join T-Mobile. Find yours at T-Mobile.com.
Fastest based on analysis by Ookla speed test intelligence data of national speed score results incorporating 5G download and upload speeds for the first half of 2026.
Outdated automation doesn't have to slow you down. Graybar helps you identify risks, modernize strategically, and minimize disruption every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.
Lots of texts and lots of calls. I'm glad to see it. Honestly, I wondered where you guys would be on this as an issue. I do think when it comes to the county attorney race in Hennepin County, the number one issue is juvenile crime. How are you going to handle it? What's going to be different? What's your approach? I'm not that worried about, you know, I think the big headlines are like, oh, the big cases. That stuff sort of works itself out. I'm not that worried that, like, oh, what, we're not going to prosecute a murder? Like, we're going to prosecute. And I do think that Mary Moriarty has become the punching bag for everybody who doesn't like everything. But Mary Moriarty was elected to do what she's doing. I didn't vote for her. I disagree with leaning too far like a defense attorney instead of being a prosecutor. I want a prosecutor. But I also salute Moriarty for the things she's done to try to intervene with young people and car thefts before they happen. I think that stuff has been great. That said, like, for the time we're in right now, for me, we need a tougher approach. Now, a lot of texts have come in about the facilities. In St. Paul, it used to be a boys' totem town. And there's a Pioneer Press article from 2019 when Boys Totem Town officially closed. And the headline said, an old facility falls to a new philosophy in treating young offenders. And that new philosophy is rehabilitation, an alternative to incarceration. And Hennepin County does have a juvenile detention center, but it has 87 beds. It's not enough. It's not enough. We need, the county is big. The juvenile crime problem is massive. Do we need changes to the law? I think this is a question for the governor candidates. Do we need changes there? The mayor of Minneapolis also talked about a new law that was passed that ties their hands a little bit with some of the young people and whether they can be held or not. To me, we got to be tougher with juvenile crime. Norm is in Prior Lake. Norm, thanks for waiting through the break. You're on CCO.
So I was a police officer from 1980 to 2006, 22 years as a school resource officer, finishing my career at Chaska Police. About 30 years ago, Jonathan Kellerman, a noted author, clinical child psychologist, wrote a book called Savage Spawn. It was only 80 pages. So Democrat, liberal, and he came out and said, you have a child who kills another human being. Mentally, there's something wrong with that child not embracing human life. That child will do it again. They need to be incarcerated. And I totally agree with your idea of a separate facility for kids with the violent crimes, but it has to be all-encompassing, especially with child forensic psychologists like the Minnesota Sex Offender Program,
right?
Is, you know, should they ever be released? Is there a chance they could? I don't have a problem with that. But you need experts in the field, not politicians, to say this kid's no longer a danger. And for the people that say you know, the kids' brains aren't, you know, fully developed. That's,
yeah, that was the common bit, right? Like, oh, what are we supposed to do with a 13, 14, 15-year-old?
You know, my comment is, great, the kid's going to be released on probation. Your kids are gone to college. You're going to open up a foster home for that child. Well, I want to do that. They could be dangerous. You know, they are dangerous. And that's the sad fact of something happened in the womb or something. There are some people that I've seen born sociopaths or psychopaths that, I agree with you 100%. You need a separate facility to deal with these kids, not sending them to St. Cloud where they're going to get preyed upon. You've got full social workers, everything to see, can they ever be rehabilitated to be released, or are they going to be such a danger?
Thanks, Norm. Thanks for your years of service as a law enforcement officer, too. We appreciate that. Jennifer in Stillwater. I mean, Jennifer, you're not going to disagree with locking up more of these young people, are you?
No, we should be locking them up. There's a juvenile detention center in Minnetonka. It's gorgeous, and it's been sitting empty since 2021. It's a $30 million juvenile facility in Minnetonka, and there's a picture of it on Alpha News from January of 25, and they're wondering why it's sitting there empty. Also,
it's crazy. If we have that ready to go, we should open it up and start filling it up. I mean, I just it's enough. I support being lenient and experimenting in a time where you don't have a major problem. Today we have a major problem. It's just there's a time for kind of the college theoretical approach of how to do things, and maybe that's not fair to the criminal, and I'm okay with that. Like, the time for experimenting to me is over. It's time to get serious.
Right. And
how about that for me, Jennifer? What are all the DeRushes, a crazy liberal, gonna do with my view on this?
Well, I'm just wondering why you know, like Alpha News, also they obtained a 9-page list referenced by Ramsey County Sheriff Fletcher detailing 14 murders and 100 shootings by Somali gangs in the past 3 years, including a murder out in Wilmer. And yet our state attorney general, Keith Ellison, is trying to, like, file, like, cease and desist, you know, a strongly worded letter basically about this. Why wouldn't we just prosecute them and lock them up? They have murdered 14 people, it says here.
Yeah, it's, I mean, if you've committed a crime, you got to be locked up. We don't need to be worried. And I spoke on this show about, in support of Sheriff Fletcher, for naming what the problem is. We don't need to be so sensitive about, oh, I don't want to, like, give a bad impression. Like, well, everybody get your act together. And the truth is, if you had back in the day when we had Latino gangs and the Latin Kings, no one was like, whoa, 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 whoa. Let's talk about all crime. Like, come on. Crazy. Lots of text at 651-461-9226. Texter says 87 beds at that Hennepin County facility, that juvenile facility, but they only have 24 residents because they only keep felons who are kept until they're eventually certified as adults. They can hold kids from 10 to 21, but it's a different procedure, different policy. Texter's saying, I put my 13-year-old daughter in a year-long center for troubled children. It took a year to modify her behavior, selling and using drugs. She graduated from a private college, top honor, heads up a major fundraising center. It takes time to help troubled children and tough love. You can't send them for 3 weeks. We need to invest in these kids. They can be saved. Another texter, I believed in what Mary Moriarty was elected on. However, 6 years later, it's not working. Youth need to have severe consequences, especially for gun violence. I think it's okay to admit that, like, we thought this was a good idea, and it's not working. Doesn't hurt me to say, like, oh, I thought that the juvenile crime that we're seeing in 2021 would go away. It hasn't. I was wrong. Let's normalize saying I was wrong, and let's fix the problem. And let's save these kids. I think that point is accurate as well. But the tough love is what I think we need now. We'll break in a minute. DeRussia Eats takes a look at late nights in Minnesota. I want to know your favorite spot to get a bite to eat or a drink after 10 p.m. Because I was in a Minnesota city last night, and I was astonished to find a place open. I feel like we are shutting down. I think it's embarrassing. We'll talk about it when we come back. 651-461-9226.
Your line just went down. Production stopped. A supervisor wants answers. And someone's digging through a binder for the maintenance history. Every one of those minutes costs money. And most of the time, that breakdown could have been prevented. That's where MaintainX comes in. MaintainX catches the failure before it happens. Preventative maintenance plans on every key asset to improve reliability. Work orders assigned and tracked right from your phone. Everyone from the floor to the front office is in the loop. Companies on MaintainX have cut unplanned downtime by over 30% and saved thousands on parts and labor every year. See what MaintainX can do for your operation. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Hey, our ride's almost here. Are you ready?
Just grabbing my shoes.
That's what you said 10 minutes ago.
I just wrapped a video call, uploading this giant file on my tablet, looking at my watch go bananas with the group chat, and, of course, still lining up tonight's playlist on my phone.
All at once?
Yep, story of my life. That's why I switched to T-Mobile. They have the fastest 5G network.
Okay, multitasker. I see you.
Honestly, I never imagined I could do all this at once. It's awesome.
Say no more. I'm totally switching. My post is taking way too long to upload.
That's a sign. You've got to get T-Mobile.
So many reasons to join T-Mobile. Find yours at T-Mobile.com.
Fastest based on analysis by Ookla speed test intelligence data of national speed score results incorporating 5G download and upload speeds for the first half of 2026.
Data centers move fast. Graybar delivers the power, connectivity, and critical infrastructure you need with nationwide inventory and logistics to keep projects moving. Yep, Graybar does that.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
History That Doesn't Suck is a legit, hard-hitting American history podcast told through entertaining stories. As we approach America's 250th anniversary, now might be the time to go back and learn how we got here. With more than 200 episodes, you can binge your way, decade by decade, defining event to defining event, from the founding into the 20th century. Join me, Professor Greg Jackson, for History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast, available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.